Students were divided into several small groups to easily interact with one another during an exercise in teamwork discussing the sounds of poems.
There's 4 feet, so ice cream, soda, cherry on top. Wait, that's 3.
This coursework is designed to develop leadership skills.
We can bounce off each other's ideas to get a whole general idea of the story, and it really helps out.
Willie Smith of Buffalo has completed his first year at Canisius College. Smith embraces the classroom process that is helping to develop a discipline in listening and learning to respect the opinions of others. Students would share their ideas about the sounds of poems. Some would lead the conversation and share their insight, as other students would listen carefully.
We all have to contribute, and we all have to learn off of each other, but we still have a proctor who guides us. So we're, like, slowly all learning to be leaders and learning how to teach ourselves.
Sarah Andrews comes from Phoenix, Arizona, and is enrolled at Canisius. English professor Roger Stevenson would roam from group to group, listening to the conversations.
But I don't think we speak in rhyme, do we?
Stevenson serves as director of the Urban Leadership Program. More than 40 students are currently enrolled. To qualify, students come from lower-income families and must have financial need. Depending on that need, some will receive 50% to 100% tuition assistance. But they also must maintain strong academic credentials.
These are special kids, and we select them for their potential, what they can essentially give back.
Once accepted, students remain in the program over the 4 years at Canisius. Along with their regular coursework, they take gateway courses set up in a team learning format. These courses are central to their leadership program. It fosters critical thinking, communication skills, and learning to rely on human resources around them for collaboration.
It is a diverse population, and its purpose is to address diversity, in part. That is to say, to allow sometimes first-generation students, sometimes students from financially challenged backgrounds, an opportunity to be included in what goes on at Canisius, which I think is a very important thing for the college as well as for the community.
The program requires students to work beyond the classroom walls. Even before they arrive at Canisius, they must attend a summer boot camp. Then other activities coincide with their classroom curriculum.
These students are asked to participate on campus and off in activities which are probably best designated as service activities, and they attempt to achieve leadership roles in those. And they also do things like getting involved with clubs on campus, but we want them to be leaders in those clubs. When they get involved with activity in the community, we want them to be leaders in their churches, in their community centers.
Who's out in the field from this program that's in a leadership role or a semi-leadership role?
Well, we have people in the education system, for example. We have John Harris, he's a guidance counselor over at Performing Arts. We have Janelle Minor Brooks, who is the assistant residence director at Buff State.
This program is designed to train students to be future leaders in the Buffalo community. Still, not all students who complete the program will remain here for their career paths. Some graduates are already finding successful careers in other parts of the country. But student Willie Smith is dual majoring in accounting and finance. He's hoping to be a future leader right here in Buffalo.
I hope to get back into the community because I grew up where in a community where people who made it never came back to help other people who made it.
Smith noted that as a young boy, he wasn't encouraged enough to be a leader. But when he graduates from college, he wants to influence other local youth.
And being just team learning, it allows you to step up as a leader and to do things in your community. So it's a really great program.
Following the legacy of her older brother, who graduated from Canisius and the leadership program in 2012, is freshman Justine Harris of Buffalo. Harris says her brother earned his financial degree and now works at Citibank in foreign accounts. She's majoring in athletic training and finds the program helpful to map her future leadership skills.
When you're in those group settings and you can see everyone communicating with each other, I noticed how respectful everyone is. They listen to one another. They let, you know, each other speak and add to what you're problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that, that's a sense of leadership too, to listen?
Yes, it's definitely a leadership skill to listen rather than just to speak your own opinions. You have to listen to people to have leadership qualities and skills.
Importantly, this leadership program has a 95% four-year graduation rate. Since it was created in 2000, more than 120 students have graduated. It's removed barriers to higher education, lifting students out of poverty to a life on a college campus, and an opportunity to be Buffalo's future leaders.
A real leader is not just one who takes over, but it's one who enhances other people's leadership potential.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.